This week on Full Credit to the Boys, we review round 19 of the NRL. We look back at a dead rubber, and the Roosters search for that rare Pokemon called victory. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys.
Oh, don't want to hear it! You're playing games
with my heart. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I am former legend at former_legend. Sitting next to me, bare feet, just undies and an old white singlet, is Sid Punts.
Good evening.
And across from us on a screen wearing a set of Dr. Dre earphones is Normie Dorrell, at Normie Dorrell, all one word. Hello, hello, hello.
That's Dr. Dre's beats to you, mate. And Sydney.
Yes.
I've never seen you so dressed up, mate.
Yeah.
What's the special occasion?
I made the effort tonight.
Was that singlet meant to be yellow or is it white? It's crook. That's what it is.
It's my favourite.
Now, why don't you lads have a beer in front of you? What's going on?
Have we met? Of course I do.
Oh, there it is. Just checking.
Have we met?
Yeah, I don't know. Boys, how's your Pokemon Go going? Normie, you onto it?
Oh, mate, it's like reverse pedophilia. Kids are trying to groom adults. Wherever I go, every lunch break, I've got all these kids going, you got the Pokemon Go? You got the Pokemon Go? Like, stop trying to groom me, you little rugrats. Get away from me.
I kept hearing for the first week or two this Pokemon Go, and people were talking about it, and there was a few blow-ups and that. I just thought Marina Go got her daughter a job at the Leagues Club or something. I couldn't understand what was going on.
Probably do a better job.
To be honest with you, I was going to avoid talking about this, but seriously, what's going on in the world, Normie? This is what we've got to. A bunch of people running around like dickheads looking for imaginary monsters and taking photos of them on their phone. I mean, Sid, if me and you did that in the park in at about midnight, where would we end up?
Yeah, we're banned from that park.
I reckon I'd have 10 minutes and I'd be on an ad on TV for ice. And fair dinkum, mark my words, nothing good is going to come from this shit. People will get knocked, there'll be people missing, and it's already started because yesterday, Normie, in a tragic news story, figures were released showing that more people Googled Pokemon Go on the internet than searched for porn.
What?
Stop the world, Normie.
This is outrageous.
Well, the word Pokemon sort of leads you that way anyway, doesn't it?
We'll leave it there. Well, let's hit straight into the news. And we go back 1,000 years ago to Origin 3. And New South Wales won a very exciting, for the last 3 minutes, Game 3, 18 points to 14. A lot of stories coming out of this, Normie. None more bigger than the way New South Wales disrespected Queensland for not hanging around for the speeches. And New South Wales say Queensland haven't showed them respect at any time during the series. Normie, is this just handbags at 10 paces?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for the game, isn't it? I love it. The pre-match niggle. It's the same every year.
This
I think Gallen has been
niggle.
Great for
post-match niggle.
This is post-match niggle.
Yeah, that's true. But this is one thing I will miss about Gallen. He bought into this whole advertising of State of Origin and the guy that Queensland was meant to hate. He feeds the journos what they want to hear every game, and you can't look past that. He's made it really interesting, even though he's been on the losing side for the last decade.
Well, he had to have some gimmick. He can't parade around like a winner.
In between that and hogging the ball.
What do you think about the snub at the end? I think it's bad sportsmanship, but it's good for the media.
Well, Cam Smith calls it that way, but if what he's saying to Gallen throughout the game is true, really having to go at him in his farewell, saying, what legacy, you're a joke, and all that sort of stuff, I'm all for it. Yeah, turn your back on him, why not?
To be honest with you, Smith probably had a point.
Yeah.
Well, Gallen had one of his better games. I mean, he was the 5'8 for New South Wales. He threw two try assists. He ran more metres than anyone else. But on a low light for that game, New South Wales were the worst coach team I've ever seen at that level.
Yep.
They had no direction, no structure. They didn't even seem to have a game plan. They had that much ball that if they didn't win that game, I reckon they would need to step down from State of Origin altogether.
I'm really glad you said that, mate, absolutely, because we had a 12-4 penalty count go our way, and we were only 2 minutes away from losing a series 3-0.
And they're talking about this as a springboard for a new era. Dead set. If the fix wasn't in there for us to win, and we nearly didn't win.
As Paul Kent said, we're papering over the cracks. That's all we're doing. Don't true forget, 78th minute, we're down 3-0, and Laurie Daly's probably gone.
I disagree with that a little bit, former, in the fact of what Paul Kent said about we're papering over the cracks. Yes, Laurie Daly should still be gone. I reckon we have the players, and I almost wish what could have been if we had have just got the selection right at the start of the series.
Exclusively tipped here on this podcast.
Yeah, I agree, mate. Yeah. I know your point there, and it's a valid one, I think. Other stuff to come out of this game. Michael Jennings' try, Fifita's try, where Michael Jennings was ruled to be a passive attacker. They got it wrong, didn't they?
I reckon they did. If you want consistency, every time that's called offside. I was certain it was going to be a no try when I saw it sent up upstairs.
You know what? I actually like that interpretation of the rule.
I get the interpretation of the rule, but it's not consistent.
No.
It was a wrong call if we're looking back over the last 5 or 10 years.
That's right.
Other stuff, Dugan went down, and I just thought it was pretty innocuous, but apparently broken jaw, 6 weeks. The only thing that's not being held together by tattoos and tape is his jaw.
Well, he's the boy who cried wolf, isn't he? Everyone's ripped. Get up, yeah, buddy, sookie, la la. The one time he's actually injured. Okay.
I think even Steve Maddow was telling him to get up the soft cock. So.
yeah, not far off.
Inglis was gone for 3 weeks for that hit on Dugan, right, call.
Inglis. Mate, the only time I haven't said Inglis will score the first try and he gets it.
Yeah, that's true too, isn't it?
Yeah, right call, right call. But again, where's the consistency?
Yeah.
What, Corey, all the shit Corey Norman's got, he stood down for a week. Bloody Pierce gets 7 to 8 weeks. Inglis gets 3. How does it all correlate?
Yeah, that's true. He didn't miss him. He lined him up. He deserves it.
That bloke that touched the referee, he's gone for 15 years or something. Paul Gallen kicked a goal after the siren in his final Origin. Is that the way to go out, Normie?
Well, mate, when
did you have goosebumps?
James Maloney was out for the Sharks, Valentine Holmes filled in and missed every single kick he took. So I reckon Gow might be the second in line there.
I don't like it.
I understand that it wasn't anything to do with, oh, it's his last game. It's just Gow wanting to do one more thing and get his stats up. And probably the biggest story out of the whole game is Aaron Woods' invisible crowd surfing. It just went horribly wrong. It was the equivalent in sport of your dad trying to drunk moonwalk at a wedding at about 2 a.m, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. And our creditors don't miss a thing, the fans of the potty. They had sent us footage of that way before anywhere had reported it. So it's almost like they got their eyes on the screen looking for anything to tip us off about.
And what about Jennings? Scored the winning try and no one came over.
Yeah,
it was filthy. He's looking around. Anyone?
He's still
anyone
in debit for 3 for the game before the Blues. Right. So,
Is it a little bit far-fetched, or is there some truth to the fact that New South Wales are racist? Is that why they didn't go over the Jennings?
Yeah, I think we should run with that.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a real wide berth if you don't mind. Just looking at Sportsbet today, and New South Wales are already $1.04 favourites for next year's. Are they good odds?
Oh, load up. But if they get it right in game one, just with the game plan they had, they've got to get rid of Laurie. I love the guy. Just get rid of him. Get a coach in.
And put who?
Well, isn't Bellamy? Bellamy's on the out at Melbourne. If you guys are, or who predicted that at the start of the year?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be him. Anyway, we'll go to round 19 review on Friday night in one of the lowest games seen on television. Dragons were cleaned up by the Titans at Sizzler Stadium, 32 points to 12. The Red V cemented their place at the top of the table of the most dreary teams in the competition. They were directionless in attack, and the one thing missing was probably the Benny Hill music on each fifth tackle.
Mate, this is an early grab a mirror to the moron that scheduled this game for Friday night. I didn't bust my ass all week at work to come home and watch that slop.
I didn't bust my ass all week at work either.
And I was singing the praises of rugby league during the Origin period and say, this is awesome footy. We've seen end-to-end stuff. We've seen 100-metre tries, giving debutants a go. But bring that back, because post-Origin footy isn't that crash hot if this is the standard.
There was one end-of-season trip to Thailand I busted my ass, but... Ash Taylor and Tyrone Roberts were electric in attack. And they've got some real strikeout wide. Now, Normie, we're going to hide this little rumour in amongst the podcast. Let's just imagine if Jarrod Hayne was in that back line somewhere. Make of that what you will.
Is he doing the Daily Cherry Evans to get 10 mil out of Parramatta?
No, but the rugby league are very keen on him, because don't forget, Parramatta are on the nose at NRL headquarters. The NRL own and run the Titans.
And it's always been Jarrod Hayne's dream to play on the Gold Coast.
It is.
Yeah, hasn't it?
It is.
Pretty sure I read that somewhere in a Rothfield article.
He can hang around for the Commonwealth Games and play for Fiji Sevens while he's there.
Well, I tell you, if they do snare him, and anything's possible in the crazy world of rugby league, it'd be some coup, wouldn't it? It might get some people to a game on the Gold Coast, which would be part of that.
It would be a coup, speaking of Fiji again. Saturday, the Sea Eagles kicked a field goal on Golden Point to beat the Warriors in absolutely pissing down conditions. There's no nice way to say it.
It rained. It was coming.
Even the animals were lining up two by two. It was really getting a good drenching. Do you like the footy in the rain, Normie? Or do you want to employ that Duckworth Lewis system?
Like I've said, mate, it affects the quality of the product too much. Like what happens in cricket, they need to cancel the match.
No way. I love it.
I love it too.
I love it.
Love playing in it. Love watching it.
This was a cracking game.
Oh, it was a good game.
Yeah.
Watched it again yesterday.
I was screaming. Yeah, we did actually. I was screaming at the TV about Cherry Evans.
Yeah.
What a useless dick hat on how much money he's on. And then he
kicked the guy who kicked the winning field goal. That guy.
Left foot field goal in the wet.
Kicked it with his middle foot or something.
Most expensive field goal in history, though, let's be honest.
Lads, you've seen it twice, so you'd have a better opinion than anyway. The Eagles, sans Snake, they're on a roll.
Yeah, he won't be seen
Was he the thing holding them back?
Yeah. Well, we've got to be careful with any of the words we choose around the Snake, so we'll just say they look better without him. You talk about Cherry Evans' field goal, but what about the charge down, the play before from Jake Trbojevic, who is a dead set superstar in the making? Probably saved the game for Manly.
Yep.
That and the stupid penalties the Warriors just give away. I mean, there was on the stroke of half time, I'm not sure if you lads saw it, a guy put a huge hit on Bura, and then as he's getting up the plate, he pushes him over for the sake of it, gives away a penalty, breaks the deadlock, Manly going two up. And I'm like, it's stupid things like that that just, well, they only lost by a point in the end.
But that should be the Warriors logo or something, because that is them to a T, isn't it? Massive hit, folds a bloke over like a fold-up table, and then holds him down and gives away a penalty. I mean, they're just dumb.
He didn't need to do it.
No.
Normie, Manly don't have to play outside of Sydney for the rest of the year now. Are they a chance of making the eight?
What are they on at the moment?
You just thought about that for a while.
Is there a delay? I think they're 11th. Sid's going to fact check that for us.
Let me just
they're 11th.
I'll just ring because, David Middleton.
Me and the bros were texting each other because we all picked our top eight at the start of the year, and Manly was the team I said was going to be top four. So if I can get them into the eight, I don't look so embarrassed come the end of the season.
Manly are currently sitting behind the mighty Tigers in 12th position.
Well, they won't go past them, so that's one. What are you laughing at?
But having said that, St George are ahead of us all.
Oh.
That's not right.
So what do you think? Can they make it?
No. No, not even with me wanting to. Yeah. One of them to get in there. Nah.
They're, 20 points is currently eighth, the Warriors. They're on 16 points. They're a couple of
make a call, former. Sydney?
I had them pegged at top four. So.
Yeah, same. They've got to play the Sharks, which is like the bye, so that's another 2 points they're in the bank. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
The Bunnies were belted by the Broncos out at Renovators Delight Stadium, losing 30 points to 10 in front of 11,000 seats, or as I know it, Normie, 70,000 empty seats. Jordan Kahu becomes the latest victim of Sid Punt's curse. having been backed for first try scorer, he lasted 20 minutes before being carried off.
Isn't that two or 3 weeks in a row now?
Oh, he's just killing careers, this bloke.
Stopping trains.
Mate, Sid Punt's segment shouldn't be sponsored by Sportsbet. Should be sponsored by HCF or someone like that.
Oh, mate. The Bunnies look like a team straight out of A-grade park footy. Just this bunch of dribs and drabs of players patched together with non-sticky sticky tape. They are rubbish, aren't they? And the Bronx should have put some points on them, but they weren't all that convincing even when they did win. But you sort of get the feeling that, is this the game that kicks them back in the gear? St. Benny has timed things perfectly. Here they come rolling into the semis on fire. Can you see that from here?
Not sold on them, mate, to be honest. I didn't think that was that impressive, even though they won by 20 points. South's completion rates and mistakes were just terrible. They completed 63% of their sets of six, which isn't going to win any game anytime.
Sydney, have you got anything positive to say to Bunnies fans? There are a lot who listen.
I don't think anyone could find anything positive to say to Bunnies fans at the moment.
I'll give them a fair bit of positivity. Go and find that DVD from 2 years ago and watch that again.
Former's on fire, mate.
Battle of the Speedsters in that game too, Normie. James Roberts, he is a dead set jet and should be playing Origin. He turned the pace on a couple of times. And did you see Joe Burgess? I know it was only in cover defence, but he has got some toe, Normie. He came from the other side of the field twice.
Mowed him down. Oh, yeah, mowed him down both times. Yeah. Impressive stuff.
Yeah. All right, we head to Sunday and the luckless Knights. Well, actually, they were unlucky to lose to the Storm at Marathon Sex Stadium. Stats show the Storm couldn't have played any worse, saying all that. 8 errors, 7 penalties, 79% completion rate, and 44% possession. Really, they couldn't have played worse.
How do you win from those stats?
Man, it's a similar story.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to see the Knights get home, but you just know Cronk and Smith in the opposition, they've done it for 10 years for Queensland. They'll find a way to get home. It doesn't matter how badly they're playing. And sure enough, they come home by a field goal.
If Manly play the Knights 5 more times before the semis, I've got them.
The Knights competed for the entire 80, and there were people saying the next day, Normie, in the media, that this were good signs, that maybe they've turned a corner and this is a good sign for the future. Is it a good sign or is it just a mirage in the desert at the moment?
I think we'll find out this weekend, lads, because it's going to be a top of the clash of the table when they take on the Sharks.
Mm. They play them again. He's played the Knights 9 times.
Dream run, isn't it? Dream run.
And our four and against needs it.
If you're looking at this game where Melbourne have those stats and you still lose and you're saying this is a good sign for the future, you're in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That is a fair point. The Panthers beat a plucky Eels, 22 points to 18. Where was that at, Normie?
The hoof of the mountains.
Despite being aboard the biggest disaster since DiCaprio jumped on the Titanic, the Eels just keep on trying, Normie. I mean, I gave them absolutely zero chance in this game, much like the Knights, actually, in the game before. But every week when we think there's reasons they won't go and they'll probably get lapped, they just turn up and compete, and on Sunday they nearly won that game.
Mate, a really good game of footy, and I backed the Cats, but I wouldn't have been spewing if the Eels had have come home there. Resilient performance, you said it, former. And Gutherson, apart from having the best head of hair in the NRL, was a revelation at 5'8". He was wearing the number 2, so I couldn't quite make sense of it all game long. But he was on fire. And then what do you make on the other side of it? The Panthers, win-loss continues. Cartwright looks in different form. Cleary showing signs of fatigue. Looks like first grade might be getting to him. I'm not sure where you see them ending up, considering they come up against the Bonks this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. Look, Penrith, I thought they looked pretty unconvincing for a lot of that game. Obviously, they were down 14-0 at one stage before they just seemed to get their shit in order and finish over the top of the Eels, who had pretty much their whole back line playing in foreign positions. I don't know. Penrith still don't convince me that they're going to do anything. They have got something in them for maybe 2 or 3 seasons' time. That makes it an 8-year plan, hashtag. Doesn't roll off the tongue just as nicely.
Well, mate, they're just outside the 8. They're on the same points as the Warriors, but they sit at 9th. They're there or thereabouts. They could definitely be a shot at finals football. But they just can't string two wins together.
Well, they won't win the comp. There's no way in the world they'll win the comp.
No. There's a few low teams around those points, aren't there? Like Penrith, St. George, Tigers, Manly, South.
Hey, he's up.
I don't know. I think it should be a top six this year.
Well, the Titans aren't much drop either, but God love them for how well they
go.
Yeah,
I like the Titans.
Monday, in a victory for plumbers over hairdressers, VB over Stella Artois, Commodore Utes over convertible BMWs, and that shithole called Northies over Bondi Icebergs. The Sharks beat the Roosters at Lardé Sippers Stadium, 32 points to 20. 14 wins in a row, Normie. Surely they're home from here. Have you already started engraving the trophy?
This was the win the Sharks had to have before the semis. I felt for the Rooters. The Sharks just toyed with them. It's like they're like, oh, do we really have to play this bunch of losers? They'd score a try, they'd let in a try, then the Sharks would score two tries, let in two tries. But you just knew no matter how hard the Roosters played, you're never, ever going to lose to a team that has Fingers Ferguson on its roster.
So true.
He's getting very cocky, isn't he?
Very
cocky.
Well, we beat the Cocks, mate. So.
Yeah, all right. Oh, I can't wait to see how this is going to blow
it's
up.
It's all going to come crashing down.
Other NRL news from the week. In a blow for Ray Warren impersonators everywhere, Normie. Rabbitohs have terminated the contract of, who was it again?
I don't know how you say it, Gus.
Following a second breach of the NRL's testing policy for illicit drugs. Who'll pick him up, Normie? Someone will.
Well, I think this is the real reason why Rabs is hanging up his golden mic. He said if Vava's leaving the game, I am too. He might have head over to rugby union with him, I reckon.
No Vava, no Rabs. That's how they always used to say. 2019, there will be a State of Origin held in Perth. Good decision?
When we said take a game out west, we didn't fucking mean Perth. What's wrong with the hoof of the mountains? Yeah, I mean, they always go on about things like that, don't they? Sydney's west, it's the heart of the game, and then they take a State of Origin to Perth. I know it was blinding rain, but they took a game to Perth on the weekend and there were 10 people there. So I don't know. Good call. Jeez.
Would you have gone to the footy in the rain? You don't go in the sunshine. there's a video being shopped around, boys, to media outlets, allegedly showing a Brisbane player using, cocaine. And they want $50,000 to $70,000 for it. Normie, did you get $50,000? Are you going to hold out, or what are you going to take?
Well, I'm hoping you know something more than I. Who's the player in question?
We'll have to talk to you off air.
Yeah, I won't be saying that on air. Normie,
hold up, scribble it down. Hold up.
Was it cocaine or speed? He's got a lot of speed. This
bloke. Dean Halitau, one of the all-time. Okay. Great blokes in the... Shut up.
We should not be talking about Dean Halitau after that scandalous mention.
Jamal Idris wants to return to the NRL, Normie. Would you take him?
Nah. Well, I hear there's been a last-minute decision not to return after he heard this podcast last week. And some outrageous... Look, I'm just hoping he doesn't leave the game forever after what was said. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Put two and two together there. Best of luck on that one.
What does that mean?
We'll hit straight over to Dean Halitau, one of the all-time nature's gentlemen in rugby league who's retiring. He'll just get under the 250 game mark. Good player, Normie.
Yeah, 2005 was his year. He's still playing, if you can believe it. Now, is that effective immediately, Sydney, or is he going to see the season out?
He will see the season out.
He'll go all the way to
play finals.
All the way to the grand final he'll go.
Yep.
There you go. He started with one. He might end with one. They could play finals footy. They could.
Valentine Holmes and teammate for Manu Brown auctioned themselves off for a dinner date for charity. And the highest bids for this auction, there's two bids on both of them. One's from Normie D69 for Valentine Holmes. And the other one for Manu Brown is... bloke by the name of Dorrell's Dong.
Well, his first name's Valentine, so it makes sense that he should be auctioning himself off for dates. Yeah, well, how much did they get? Is this a true story? I didn't hear anything.
It's a true story. They're doing it for the kid out Cronulla way that got hurt in a tackle, I believe.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, so they're doing it for a really good cause, but I just thought I'd bring it in because of your high bids there on both of those. I believe your...
I thought I put anonymous bid.
I believe your bid for Valentine Holmes is one left nut. That's how much you're willing to give for a night out with Valentine.
I'm a big fan of Al. Look, he's been out of form for the last 2 weeks, but very big fan of that man, yes.
And final story for the week. Oh, actually, we'll go to one more. Corey Norman is facing possible lengthy NRL suspension after he pled guilty to drug possession last week in court. Parramatta actually tried to sneak him through.
This is just outrageous.
Play him on the weekend. if you really want to know how bad they're travelling as a club, just to highlight that, they try to get him in and play. The NRL apparently at the last moment had to ring and say, you blokes are fair dinkum, we're kidding, and they changed their mind on running him out.
But that's the whole irony of it, former. Because Parramatta is crying poor, they're like, stuff you NRL, we're going to do it just to spite you. That's why they were trying to play him, in my opinion.
I wouldn't be dicing with death there if I was Parramatta. The other story to come out tonight was the Parramatta board has been sacked by the NRL.
How many times can you be sacked before you're sacked? I don't understand.
They'll probably appeal this and it'll go on for another 3 months.
What about there were three tickets that got the required signatures to run against them and the board said, nah, we're not doing that. They're awesome. They don't care.
They're so good, aren't they?
I mean, I think Parramatta got themselves to blame. When they put Colonel Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, Hitler, all on the same board, you just knew that you weren't going to get much through. All right, Normie, the highlight of the week for you, the AFL report. The Swans were beaten again in the dying moments of a game and slipped out of the top four for the first time in a long time. This time they went down to league leaders and perennial favourites, the Hawks, at home by a goal. Whilst across town rivals, the GWS Giants, resumed normal transmission for them, beating the hapless Lions by a whopping 13 goals, entering the top four, which is great signs for their future. But Normie, I'm going to ask you this about the GWS Giants. How important is the experience of Heath Shaw for the Giants when they're looking at their titles tilt?
The budget had been throwing the gems away. You see, Master Former, some men don't want the money or the fame. Some men just want to watch the world burn. You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Meanwhile, an NEFL game between Sydney Uni and the Canberra Demons was abandoned on Saturday due to a sinkhole forming in the middle of the ground at Henson Park. And one punter tweeted, it was from the umpire bouncing the ball too hard. Was this the Newtown Jets quietly staging their own protest of playing AFL on Henson Park?
You're not be playing the bloody Batman.
This whole segment, you just watch him, he just glazes over.
It's like one of his three personalities comes out of his nose and has a crack. All right, we'll move on from that and we'll hit into this. Right, the gift that keeps on giving, the Jack Sock update, and Sid, as our resident Jack Sock expert, what's going on in the world of Sock?
It has been a big week for the Sock. He's been playing the Davis Cup quarterfinal at home in the States. He beat the mad Croatian Cilic 4-6-3-6-6-3-6-4-6-4 and then had to win the last match to take down the quarterfinal Davis Cup tie in front of his home crowd, and he choked. The Sock choked.
That's not a good ending.
He played the mad Croatian Koric.
Normie, remember that night you choked on a sock at Hellfire Club?
Mate, this isn't a happy sock ending.
It's
What's going on?
It's a terrible sock ending. He lost to the other mad Croatian Koric 4-6, 6-3, 3-6, 4-6. To choke in front of his home crowd, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. He's a disgrace.
I think you'll find there is Chilich is the mad Croatian. You'll find Koric is the crazy Croatian.
Just for written future that reference. Down wrong.
Normie, there's just 20 days to go until the Olympics. And after going through the recent guide to Rio, which you would have got as well in the as your part of your media pack, there are a few sports that I just reckon have seen their use-by dates, and I want to touch on a couple of them. There's two sports first up that just stood out like beacons in the Sydney fog. Taekwondo and judo. I mean, let's face it, they were sports played by kids that lost their lunch money one too many times at school when they got stood over.
Mate, just merge them. It's like two dud clubs like the Dragons and the Steelers. Just merge them. Taekwondo, judo, is it, no one's going to notice the difference.
I think you'll find that's called UFC. other sports like Greco-Roman wrestling, which is pretty much a sport for blokes with weird-looking ears that love dressing up in one-piece swimming costumes and rubbing themselves over other men. I mean, Normie, I know you're a big, big Greco-Roman wrestling fan, so you'll probably protest this decision.
Oh, mate, I saw that movie. What was it, Fox something or other, about the American team, and they're all a bit weird. You're a bit strange if you do this one.
When I go on YouPorn, I just tick... heterosexual video, so I don't know what video you're actually talking about.
Greco-Roman. You know they did used to do it nude back in the original Olympics in Athens.
Well, if anyone knew that amongst the three of us, I knew it would be you.
I do a little bit of Greco-Roman by myself in the shower every morning, mate.
Is that why your hair's so black? Oh, that's that's the Grecian. Handball, Normie. What about handball? I mean, that was a game you used to play at school at lunchtime.
It's not even as fun as watching the real handball as it was watching handball back at school. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What's weren't you the Church of England handball champion back in the day?
3 years running, I heard.
No, mate. Church of England. What's that? Not familiar.
Scientologist. the modern pentathlon, Normie. I mean, surely that's got to go. It's made up of fencing, 200 metres freestyle swimming, show jumping, and a final combined event of pistol shooting and a 3,200 metre cross-country run. I mean, what's modern about that? There's nothing modern in that.
That kid, the kid that wins the gold there, he got bashed at school.
And here's the point too. Fencing, swimming, running, horse riding, pistol shooting. What crack at it come up with that combination?
That's right.
It's like any Australian from the bush. That's what they do most school days. I would just like to see a few more, maybe events updated, a few subbed out with more modern events, as you pointed out, former, but I would still like to see the pentathlon maybe survive.
So maybe instead of a run and shoot, maybe have a 20-metre with an Uzi outside of a WRX window. That'd be the first event.
Yeah, it's a little bit more modern.
See how far you could run from the cops before you got ran down. There's another one. We'll come up with that later. So, with that in mind, Normie, what sports do you think should be in the Olympics? Let's jazz it up. Let's get people wanting to go to Rio.
I'm not inspired about Rio.
Yeah, well,
let's jazz this.
Why don't we make mozzie catching a sport? That'll get some people straight to Rio.
Well, there's your first one, and I can't even believe I have to suggest this. I can't believe it's not being put in front of me. Rugby league's a given.
Yeah, true.
I think also I'd like to see like old-fashioned duels, like real guns, real bullets, and real deaths. And you know who the first heat would be? It'd be Michael Diamond and Oscar Pistorius.
Jeez, that'd be a tough event too. First of all, who would you cheer for?
Because if Oscar takes his legs off, Michael Diamond's bullet will go over the top of him, and that's how he would win.
I wish people could see the actions you just did. Sid, what do you got? What should be in the Olympics?
I think Pokemon Go should be in the Olympics.
Oh, it's a given, Normie. There you go.
Highest rating event ever then. I thought of a couple of others. Pole dancing's got to be in there.
Wow.
Can you imagine a hairy Ukrainian woman doing pole dancing? That'll get the crowds back.
The poles, the actual Polish doing pole dancing.
Oh, they're good on the poles.
There's a bit of a theme with mine after that. I've also got... bikini roller derby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Have you got any female sports, or are these all just male ones?
And lingerie football league should be introduced to it, I reckon.
What isn't that in?
should be.
Well, I'm surprised, going off your tone, that you haven't come up with what I've come up with.
Go on.
Nude Twister.
Yeah, I thought of jelly wrestling.
Mm. Oh, isn't it called Greco-Roman
wrestling? That's really Greco-Roman wrestling, isn't it?
It's already in the Olympics.
The other big sport event for the week, Normie, was the British Open Golf, and it was won by Henrik Stenson as Phil Mickelson, who apparently, Normie, is about as popular with fellow players as Pauline Hanson is at a La Kemba Mosque. Henrik got over the top of Phil by one shot and won the British Open. Did you stay up and watch this, Normie?
Well, he enjoys a beer more than Paul Carter, apparently, Mickelson. That's what I've heard. And his man boobs are also up there with Bill Shorten's. They're calling this the greatest finish to a major since Jack Nicklaus played. Hey, even the bear himself said this is the best finish to a major I've ever seen.
Why'd they ask Bill O'Reilly? Bob O'Reilly? The bear? All right, let's head into this. All right, full credit Jeopardy time, boys. I'm going to give you the answer. I want you to give me the question, and we'll start with answer number one, Normie, and I know there's many people around the Cogra area who want to hear this. Answer number one was the 2016 Dragons attacking game. What was the question, Normie?
I had to think long and hard about this, and I actually thought to a night, you and I, former, shared a couple of beers out at the local pub, and the question is this: what creates even less chances than having former legend as your wingman?
Oh, I can't believe it. I've got the same.
Yeah, you've probably been out for beers with him as well. That is the actual question. Of course it's the bloody question.
Well, what's the answer?
I've got something.
I'll tell you my question.
Okay, answer number one is the 2016 Dragons attacking game.
What is the only game less effective than former legends pickup game at the pub on Friday?
Be careful, you two. I'm telling you now. Grab a mirror's coming up, and I'll tell you something now. There'll be a couple of blokes getting mentions here. Answer number one was the 2016 Dragons attacking game. The question was, what's got less venom than a packet of Alan Snake's lollies? Answer number two, Normie, the Roosters 2016 season. That's the Roosters 2016 season. Normie, what's the question?
What was rooted well before the poodle cross?
Nice.
Sid. What's the question? The answer was the Roosters 2016 season.
What has been Nick Politis' worst business decision?
Speaking of Nick Politis, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
The Roosters 2016 season was the answer. The question was, even if your team is going bad, you can always take comfort in what? answer number three, Normie. The Parramatta Eels board. That's the Parramatta Eels board. What's the question?
Oh, shit. I've left this one out. Oh, no. You guys go, and I'm going to go. I'm going to have to bloody come up with one here.
All right.
Sid, take the one that he's going to say.
Yeah, I hope so. The Parramatta Eels board.
Yeah, well, that was the answer. What's the question?
I read that answer, and I thought, yep, Parramatta Eels board. Not answering. I'm bored with the whole Parramatta Eels situation.
Normie, have you come up with anything or do we just skip you? You can have a bye if you want.
I'm having a bye.
Because the answer was the Parramatta Eels board. The question was which board has been labelled a disgrace by Sepp Blatter, of all people, Normie?
Yeah, mate, I didn't need a question. You covered all bases with that one. That sounds.
It's a number four, playing Pokemon Go. That's playing Pokemon Go. What's the question, Normie?
Well, this is why I missed question three, is because all my focus straight away went to question four, which I actually do know because I read the answer. The question reads, what's given Rolf Harris a new way to attract kids to his jail cell?
Oh, wow.
That's Galpo. That's not too soon. That's not too soon. Sid.
That's for Galpo if you're listening. Yeah, that's right.
Sid, playing Pokemon Go. What's the question?
Instead of rugby league, what should the Newcastle Knights turn their attention towards?
uh, fans and I was...
Jeremy Smith listens to this podcast, mate. I'll have you know. Sorry, Jeremy.
Sorry.
Outrageous.
Answer number four, playing Pokemon Go. The question was, a new feature of which mobile phone game now immediately deletes your Tinder contact list as you will not be needing it anymore. Answer number five. I actually don't want to do this one. I don't know who slipped this one in. A former legend sex tape. That's a former legend sex tape, Normie. What's the question?
If you want to know who slipped it in, mate, just watch the tape because unfortunately I've seen the footage and I'll say this much. The question is, what's set to have even less views than Here Comes the Habib Season 2? It's a horror show. Horror show.
Sid, the answer was a former legend sex tape. What's the question?
What has been shopped around to media outlets for an asking price of $10 and a carton of VB?
By me.
By you.
Answer number five, a former legend sex tape. The question was, what is the only thing that runs shorter than the Dragons highlights tape?
That was a good addition to Jeopardy, lads. Jeopardy! You got the answer. What's the question, Jeopardy?
You got the answer. What's the question? And we're going to go back to back here with another great hit, and here comes...
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. And no message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
It's grab a mirror time, and once again I plead with the creditors, please save your grab a mirrors for Tuesdays because we are struggling to keep up. Me and Sid get on the piss from, I don't know, sometimes Thursday afternoon up until Sunday evening.
Pretty much.
You send me a tweet on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and expect me to remember it. You have Buckley's chance.
Buckley's.
So please send me Grab a Mirror. Hashtag it with Grab a Mirror on a Tuesday. We'll try and include everyone. And we'll start this week from one of my favourites, Joe Davola, 76, old crazy. And he says, Grab a Mirror of the NRL for playing the greatest centre matchup in the history of rugby league in Perth. Aitchford versus Wright deserved a grander stage.
I saw that. That was gold.
Maybe hits the park, even with a sinkhole.
Mate, they're both Sharks out. Future immortals. Aitchford's
a future immortal. I picked that early.
Ben Pomeroy to that bunch, man. You're staring at a pretty good lineup.
I'll tell you what, Blake Ferguson's entering their territory. His ability.
Well, mate. He is also a Sharks product.
Snappy Sarzi said, Mary McGregor. There's a bit of a theme here, don't worry about it. Mary McGregor needs to grab a whole mirror, a whole room of them actually, make Steve Price look like a genius. Billy Briglevsky said, grab a mirror the year 2016. What else can you throw at us? Sincerely, all us Eels fans. There you go. Don't ask that, Billy, because you probably will get an answer very soon. Keep watching Australia's Most Wanted, anything. You'll see a couple of Parramatta players eventually. Fat, hairy, lazy, Normie?
Fat this week. Oh, very fat.
I reckon he should change his name to Buoyant, Hairy, Lazy.
Fat, hairy, lazy says, the New South Wales Rugby League, the selection table is more broken than Normie Dorrell's South African accent.
I don't hear that, Fat, hairy, lazy.
I don't know why you're doing a Kiwi, actually. We never mentioned the Kiwis. Chris Brown at Cliffy Neathway wrote, NRL trainers who spend more time on the field than off it, Alf is the worst. Well, check out the Cougar. The Cougar makes special appearances for Penrith. Brett Patterson, Paddo, said, Normie for wearing your hoodie up indoors and pretending he knows a cord. Grab a mirror. What's that about?
What's that mean?
Oh, it's an Instagram video I played up. You might appreciate it, Sydney. All I can see behind you is a range of guitars. I played a little tune for the young fella, and he was bopping along.
Oh, filthy, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I do see it, Normie.
Yeah, that might be next week's Grab a Mirror from me.
Just quickly, a couple more before we hit into yours, Sid. The human race needs to grab a mirror, according to Ryan Jansen. We are fuckwits. Hashtag nutters all over the world. I mean, Ryan, that's the creditors you're talking about there. And Ryan, grab a mirror.
Anything specific, or he's just everyone's grabbing a mirror?
He's just hating on everyone this week.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I think he's one bad night from doing a Martin Bryant. But anyway, at Dale Blackmore said, grab a mirror, any non-rugby league knobbends who go hands-free at the urinal to check their fucking phones. Normie's nodding knowingly. I don't know if he knows because he doesn't talk
at all. I do that a lot at work, yeah, and it doesn't end well.
Now, Sid, you want to have a crack?
Yeah, I want to say, grab a mirror, Andrew McFadden, the Warriors coach, leaving Lollahia. Is that how you say that?
Possibly.
How would Rab say it?
How would Rab say Lollahia? Rab's had a stroke, so
he left Lollahia on the bench for the full 80 minutes of that match. The only reason he made an appearance on the field was due to the fact that the game went into golden point extra time, and he didn't put on the fresh legs straight away into golden point. He waited a further minute and then thought, now's the right time to inject you into this game. He finally made the field in the 82nd minute of the match, of a match that went for 84 minutes. He made one tackle. What's the point of having a bloke sit on the bench the whole time? This screams like...
I disagree strongly here.
Go on.
Well, Andrew McFadden's a genius. Not only did he predict golden point, he was only let down by his player who should have went on and won the game for him. He is a genius, Andrew McFadden.
You reckon he's a genius?
He's run for 84 minutes. 80 minutes, no one's going to get on point. He was going to have the only fresh player. And Lollahia has let him down. So grab a mirror, Lollahia.
Lollahia, you're the problem.
You're a dickhead.
Lollahia. Sydney, fantastic insight. I can't shed any light on that. I have no idea why that was the case.
Too much footy for this segment, if I'm honest.
I actually looked up some stats of who's been left on the bench for the whole match. And three... three really stuck out. 1997.
Aaron Raper.
Aaron Raper. Game two of the Origin. Played 0 minutes.
Yeah.
And they asked Tommy Radonikis, who was the coach, said, what was that thinking? He's like, I forgot about him. Super coach Tommy.
I remember that.
But he also forgot in 1998 when he left Ken McGuinness on the bench for the full 80 minutes.
Genius. That's right.
In 2013, Josh Reynolds was left on the bench.
That's right.
The whole game, game one of Origin.
There you go.
I'm out.
Very good. We'll keep going with a couple of the creditors. Yes, I am. Sancho said, ask clowns who take preseason results in any sport seriously. Grab a mirror. Normie, do you regret having 1,000 on the West Tigers at this point of the season?
I do.
He's waited a long time to say grab a mirror for that one. We are dead set near finals footy here, mate. Surely he wanted to tweet that some weeks back.
At Beerboy 182 said, grab a mirror, Jamie Soward, for having a world-class sook over one of the unfunniest yet least offensive Bo Ryan skits ever. What was that about, Normie?
Well, I know Bo Ryan impersonates Soward and makes him out to have that lisp and whatnot, but not...
He compared him to the cat, I think.
Oh, did they?
Beer Boy on Twitter does a good review of certain pies that he finds around town, and it's a good read.
Now, listen, we'll
give you his tweet address again. If that's him, Beer Boy 182, you must check out his pie reviews. He independently reviews pies, sometimes at 4 a.m, which is...
pretty sure nobody's asked him to. He just likes to do it. It's great.
And it's great. At BlakeCole72 said, anyone who uses the hashtag Black Lives Matter, it's you that's separating people by colour. Blake, I don't know whether you got us or Q&A mixed up, but it's probably more in their realm than ours, mate. The Blitz said, the New South Wales Origin team for not being there when Aaron Woods needed them the most. Hashtag what goes up must come down. Fair point. Normie, do you want to have a crack?
Oi. Oi. Oi.
Just ignore him. He'll go away.
You reckon?
Yeah.
He hasn't yet.
Oi. Yeah. Grab mirror the lowlife who took it upon themselves to choose who the at FCTTB, that is full credit to the boys, underscore podcast, who they chose to follow on Twitter. Now, I was just scrolling through the feed of this because I'm one of the members that is joined to this account, and up pops a tweet from none other than Gus friggin' Warland. There's only one thing in the world worse than Gus Warland, and that's Gus Warland's tweets. Which one of you ass clowns chose to follow Gus Warland?
No, I think it was the web lady. She just picked out a bunch of them that there were suggestions.
Oh, mate.
Is that it?
That's it.
Jeez. Tell you what, you're phoning one in tonight. at BJ Rosenberg said, grab a mirror me for coming back from holidays and seeing Milram 361 as captain of the leadership group. Hashtag shoot me.
Hang on. Has Milram been blurting out that he's the captain somehow?
I don't think
we announced the captain.
It should be a leadership spill already, I'm telling you. At GLD299 wrote, grab a mirror, Normie Dorrell, former legend, and Sid Punts for creating the FCTTB leadership group. All I can say to that is, GLD299, give it 4 months and you can boo Santa Claus. at Shaywomp.
As a few of the other creditors who are quite disgruntled, may I point out, they think we may have selected this leadership group solely on looks because it's quiet.
I'm just gonna leave that there.
Oh, well, in that case, he would be the Captain Milram.
A couple of them blokes have dropped from the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way through.
Not you, DJ and Goose.
No. Not DJ and Goose. No.
She missed a couple, but she's got, you know. Anyway, at Shaywom wrote, vegans who do CrossFit, they don't know which one to lecture. They don't know which one to lecture you about first. I think things are tough at home for old Shaywom. I think Mrs. Shaywom might have had a life change. Hannah McArdle wrote, everywhere Aaron Woods looks, he can see his try celebration. Hashtag grab a mirror. Hashtag epic fail.
It was great. I loved it.
Same. Milram wrote, Normie for getting involved in a series of tweets about AFL. Normie.
Hey.
Here we go. Hey. Come on. What's happened there?
You get the knowledge that we impart on you in this podcast, and what, you're getting on Twitter and sprouting it off as your own?
Oh, no, I think I had a witty retort for Milram because he invited me to a game of AFL, I think. I can't remember what I said, but I might have to dig that one up.
I'm pretty sure you gave Milram a witty retort with your last comment about the looks of the leadership group. Anyway.
Yeah, there goes my ticket, yeah.
At Mitch Pool 01 wrote, grab a mirror, Blake Ferguson. That way he can use it to see where his hands are and start using them. Hashtag couldn't catch a cold.
I like Mitchie. He's a Sharks fan. He's come out of the woodwork, that fella.
They all have the Sharks fans this year.
Yeah. Wait till they come out of the closet. At One Eyed Tiger wrote, the Eels for continuously proving how brazen at cheating they were and the NRL for going too soft on them. A couple more before I'll have a crack and finish this off. Punter number one said Paul McGregor as well. If you collected your paycheck this week after coaching that filth. at underscore Ryan Melbourne wrote, those pricks at Subway again for always asking three times if I want it toasted. Hashtag toaster mirror.
you're almost looking at a grab a mirror for going to Subway there. Oh, that stuff's inedible.
He's a repeat offender too. And finally, One Eye Tiger with a late entry, Melania Trump. Did you see this, Normie?
She's copied it word for word.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Is that a G? That's a G up, surely.
Very disappointed Michelle Obama for copying Melania Trump, but anyway,
yep.
And only minutes later too. But I'm going to finish it off this week, and I don't feel good about this, and I didn't think it had come to this, but grab a mirror, Sid Punts.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Sydney.
No, it's probably deserved.
Mate, here's a bloke, proudest punch a couple of months ago. I've quit the bungers. I'm off the bungers. And Normie. He is dead set smoking like a green log at the moment.
Is he? What happened to all those patches? Wearing all the patches, right?
Smoking patches, he's smoking leaves, he's smoking anything that'll just dead set light up. And this week I seen just how bad it's getting. As we were travelling over to interview someone yesterday, we'll talk about that later on. we got in his car and we got into the traffic of the M5 and Normie, he couldn't find a lighter in the car and was carrying on like a smacky looking for heroin on the day before Dole Day. He was looking under shit as we're doing, well, 30 kilometres an hour, truth be known, on the M5.
We're in traffic.
Under seats, in ashtrays, under looking in places you'd never find. He was looking behind the blinker to see if he could find it. And then, Normie, he decides to pull up to the first bloke he sees having a smoke and demands the bloke throw him his lighter.
Which he did.
Which he did.
Why, you're still in the car.
Across two lanes of traffic. To which he then dropped and then carried on like the best sort going because he couldn't light his smoke up. So, with that in mind, Sid, grab a mirror. However, I'm not finished there.
Good.
This doesn't give me any pleasure either. And I don't feel good about this.
Yeah.
But sometimes a captain's got to do what a captain's got to do.
Yeah, self-proclaimed captain again.
Grab a mirror. Grab a mirror at Normie Dorrell.
I agree with this already. I don't even know what you're going to say.
I haven't touched a cigarette since buying the Dunnies in year 11. What am I grabbing a mirror for?
He sends messages at about 7 o'clock in the morning when, I mean, sometimes that's what time me and Sid get home.
Yep.
And here we are. I'm just asleep, just enjoying that last bit of sleep. And I get this message. And what was the message this morning, Normie? Your big announcement at 7 o'clock this morning, which woke me up
some good news. I got some good news.
He's quitting the podcast. I cannot believe it.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Only for 3 weeks, though.
There's always a downside.
Lads, I'm having a break from work and from you bloody bastards. I'm going to America for 3 weeks.
And you had to tell him that at shit o'clock?
Yeah, well, that's when I was on the can, I remembered. So I was like, oh, better let him know.
Let me ask you something just quickly before we finish this grab a mirror. Who are you flying with?
Delta Goodrum.
And that's why you won't see the Sharks win.
We don't want you to go grab a mirror. We're hoping that you'll change your ways.
Yeah, I don't know much about them, actually.
No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
I googled them this afternoon, Normie, and Delta are the only one that I've seen do an online questionnaire for their future passengers. If you can swim, sit up the back of the plane. What would that be about?
Yeah, not sure, mate. Not sure.
All right. Well, best of luck. We'll let you know how the Sharks go when you're in hell. All right. The round 20 preview, and we kick off on Thursday night, the Cowboys versus the Dogs at Barry Beef Stadium in the Chris Tassel Cup, Normie.
Barry Beef. The Cowboys.
I'm going with the Dogs this week. I'm going for an upset.
I can't even think why you would think that. It's at home. The Cowboys are flying.
Yeah, you mark my words.
All right. I hope that's not your first try scorer. We did say the Dogs start slower. Don't forget that. The Cowboys will win this. They'll win it by half time. Friday night, and the Broncos take on the Panthers at the urinal in the petrol 70 cents a litre shield. Normie.
Yeah, the Bonks will win this. It'll be tighter than you think. By a point, I reckon.
Tighter than what?
Let's not bother about
that. No comment.
Yeah, the Broncos will win by 8.
Tighter than sit at the bar.
Oh, turn it up.
Yeah, the Broncos will win by plenty here. This will turn their season back onto the right course that it should have been on at the very start. Saturday, and the Raiders take on the Warriors at GIM Cold Stadium in the Odell Manuel mug.
The what?
The mug.
I love Odell Manuel. What are your best memories of him, Normie?
He was a mug. He was a dirty player, old Owen. I'm on the Raiders.
Yeah, he doesn't even know you're talking about.
I'm on the Raiders. I hate to say it. Ricky's smile is going to keep on smiling.
Well, this all comes down to me whether Andrew McFadden comes out with another genius decision. He'll keep someone on the bench for 80 minutes. I reckon this will go in a golden point and the Warriors will get across the line.
I also think the Warriors will win this and win it.
I think it'll be tight too.
You know what? I think it'll be a cracking game. There you go.
Yeah, me too.
Titans versus the Eels at the bus stop in the Matthews Sideshow Bob Peterson plate.
Yeah, nice.
Normie, 7th plays 12th. 12th has more wins than 7th. Go figure. Who do you like?
The breasts. All my money's on the breasts. I can't say the tits, apparently, because I say it. The boobies. I'm backing the boobies. That's right.
Yeah, me too. I think this will be a good game as well.
Mate, who knows with the Eels, with all the stuff that's been happening, and now they've got no Corey Norman, and their board's been sacked today, and things are just on the down low and just getting worse and worse. So the Eels will win this. Storm versus the Rooters at Ronra Couture Stadium, the Todd Lowry Trophy. Normie.
Good player, Todd. Is Fingers playing?
Not as good as Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Is Fingers lining up for the Roosters?
Yes.
The Storm will win.
I agree.
Yeah.
If
I think
Dick Fingers is playing, Storm is special.
Old Fingers Ferguson will have more knock-ons than points that the Roosters will score. There you go.
It's not even his fingers that are concerning me in attack at the moment. It's his fingers in defence. They're just clutching at air.
I tell you what, the only time worse is when his fingers are in the nightclubs there. Anyway.
Hey, the judge said he's an innocent man, mate. Don't bring that up.
He actually didn't. Sharks versus the Knights at Southern Cross Bogentat Oval in the Matty I'm Not Joey Johns Cup. Who do you like, Normie?
Finally, a test for the Sharks. They've just been cruising, and this will actually let them know where they're at. Are they a top four team? Well, this weekend they need to stand up and play their best. They should win this by 1,000.
Sid.
Yeah, they'll win this comfortably, unfortunately. But the following week is when the rot will set in.
Now you're going for the Sharks. You follow the Sharks. It's at Sharks Stadium. You were in Newcastle. You sort of followed the Knights as a second team. One of your best mates plays for the Knights. You'd be out there, wouldn't you, for this?
I'll definitely not be there.
Dragons versus the West Tigers at Renovators Delight in the Leo Epifania Shield.
Oh, one of my favourites.
Get out.
Thank you. We knew we could work Leo Epifania into the podcast.
Did he play for the Dragons?
Yeah, both
of them.
Did
he? Wow.
Actually, for the Steelers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got him in that way.
I love him. Still a lower grades coach at the Magpies.
There you go. Normie, who do you like in the Leo Epifania Shield?
This game needs to be abandoned. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Leo Nepifania. This game cannot be played. It is just, oh, God. I feel for all involved.
So no tip?
No tip. Okay.
I'm not tipping. I can't support it.
All right. Sid, who you got?
Well, this may come as a surprise to all of you. The West Tigers will win this, and this will springboard us into the top eight.
So if you win this weekend, Sydney, how are we looking?
Ninth, I think.
Yeah.
Depending on the other outcomes. But yeah, we're right in there.
We're up there.
We could actually be eighth. Because 8th is on 20, we're on 18. Anyway.
It's a pity you've lost Addo Carr to the Storm. I don't mind him, the leggy winger.
He was my tip at the beginning of the year for highest try scorer over the season, which isn't going to happen, but he's a good player.
Dragons versus the West Tigers, and I'm telling you this as gospel, Normie. This is a danger game for the West Tigers for one main reason.
Here we go.
The Dragons could bore the Tigers to death and we won't even have a team by the end of the game. Anyone that goes out to this, grab a mirror. You could not go and watch this. Watch it on television, stay warm, and don't give the Dragons any money.
Who's scheduling these games? Last Friday, it's the Dragons and the Titans. This Sunday, the family roast day. I've got to watch the Dragons and the Tigers? No!
I mean, 50% of it's a good game, really, when you look at it. I'm going to back the Tigers, but I am worried about this, especially if unless Benji plays. If Benji plays, we're home.
Yep.
Monday night, Rabbitohs versus the Seagulls at Brown Paper Bag Ground in the Gene Namu Cup. Normie, who do you like?
I think the Eagles will lift for Gene. he's one of the golden sons. Him and Bozo still very close. I think the Eagles will do it for him.
Yeah, I have to agree. I didn't actually think about that. They will lift for this. The Eagles will win this.
I wouldn't back the Rabbitohs to beat Lithgow Shamrocks at the moment, so I'm going to say the Sea Eagles quite comfortably. All right, let's hit this. And
my dad's from Lithgow. Anyone listening from Lithgow? Hello.
If you want to have a rough punt, then listen to this bloke said punt.
Sid's rough punt time. And this is where we're going to give you, eventually, a winner that's going to pay rather large odds. And this week, Sid, who have we got?
Well, there's been a lot of people criticising me on Twitter. And
I'm leading the chorus, mate.
You have not helped at all.
Well, Normie suggested to me by private text that you get one more go, and if you don't get the winner up, we just take turns in this rough
Sydney, run. I gave you the winning Origin team. You got none from three, can I just remind you, in all Origins. I got all three. I gave you the winning margin.
Keep count this way.
I'm giving you tips, and you're not taking them.
Yeah, but anyone can back. What?
$1.60
You told
favorites.
Us Queensland's going to win the Origin. There's a fucking Nostradamus right there. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. If we'll have Normie's rough punt at $1.05 next week.
Anyone wanting to back Normie's rough bet for this week? He's just had $1,000 to say tomorrow will be Wednesday.
Get on it.
Well, it depends what day you listen to the podcast, mate. So suck on that.
Well, due to all the criticism for Sid's rough punt, I do put it out on a Tuesday when we barely have the teams named. So what I'm going to do this week, to all you whinging pricks out there, is I'm going to build a rough punt, and I'm going to post it on Friday, and you will probably still keep whinging. But I do have a mate of mine does own a horse, and to ruin his weekend, I want everyone to get on sale. Race one, number one, Baffert.
We want it to get it down to about $1.10 this thing.
We want everyone to plunge on it so that he gets nothing out of it, because that's the kind of bloke I am. And, that's my tip for this week. And look out on Twitter on Friday for a big rough punt that's going to get up. Guaranteed. No guarantee.
If you want to have a rough punt, then listen to this bloke said punt.
Well, we go from rough punt.
Sweet me. Tweet me, my friend. Tweet me. Tweet me again.
How many followers you got on Instagram, Normie?
A couple of thousand, I think.
Yeah. How many people do you follow? How many people do you give the honour?
All my good mates.
Yeah. Just one, eh? At Dinger Doral.
He's my younger brother's one of my mates, that's correct.
All right, any tweet time, and boys, I want to hear a tweet from this week that should have been tweeted but probably wasn't due to not having the dusters to put one out, or maybe just the sense of humour that I know Normie Doral says he has. Normie, who have you got this week?
Well, I know Pauline Hanson has certainly got the dusters. I've seen them.
You've seen them.
Now, Pauline not only has the dusters, she's got a bit of back about her.
Did you see your dusters when you went into a chip shop and said, can I have the crab balls?
Well, funnily enough, this was tweeted from at Paulie Hanson F&C's, which is the name of her fish and chip shop. Now, Pauline has tweeted this, then refused to delete it. So Twitter's had no account but to delete her entire account. Here is what she tweeted. Oi, at Sonia Kruger. We need to put a blanket ban on any more seasons of The Voice before we start banning muzzies.
Oh, Sid, what is your any tweet of the week?
This tweet came out from at Cam Smith, who describes himself as the Australian captain and best referee in the NRL. And he tweeted at Paul Gary Gallen. And he said, it's okay, mate, that you didn't listen to my speech at Origin the other night. I understand you had to go and greet your fan.
Oh, jeez.
Gary.
mine comes from Roosters coach Trent Robinson, whose Twitter account came and then went just as quickly. His Twitter address, if you're looking, have a look, it might be back up again, was at BStungRooster. And he wrote, this was his first tweet to the Twitterverse, "I can't blame injuries or refereeing for our bad 2016. I put the entire blame down to Mitchell Pearce rubbing his Australia Day stiffy on that Pomeranian's ass."
A Pomeranian, was it? I thought it was a poodle cross.
I don't know. Weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we give some amateur some love for some Twitter. Something good on the internet. Normie, who have you?
I've been tweeted by at I'm Tim McIntyre. Now, Tim is an aspiring comedian, and he's tweeted me, "Normie Dorrell, grab a mirror," for retweeting my very funny tweet about Auckland Nines and then not giving it a shout out on the potty last week. All right, Tim, I'm going to read out the tweet. This is the one I retweeted and did not mention. Grabbing a mirror as I read it.
This is how you murder a joke, Tim, in case you're wondering.
He's a comedian. It better be fucking funny. "The worst thing about the Parramatta salary cap issue is now I have to cover up my Auckland Nines 2016 champions tattoo."
Where's Galpo?
Sid, who do you
I've got the mic. Oh, they're bloody bastards, Timmy, Matt.
Sid, who?
I've got a tweet from...
Can you read out Galpo's tweet? That's tweet of the week. One-eyed tiger was all over that.
Oh, yeah.
Sid.
I've got at @footy_1717, whatever that means. And their tweet was...
That was my last jersey number.
Probably was. And their tweet was, "Dragons are $4.50-ish to make the top eight. So for those of you that don't bet often, that means that for every dollar you put on them, you get $0 back." I like it. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Mine's from at RJCohen75, and he wrote, or she wrote, can't remember, "Need to score 21 points in 21 minutes. The at NRL Dragons couldn't score 21 points in 2021 minutes. Hashtag awful." That pretty much caps off the entire anti-St. George sentiment on this podcast for this week.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Right. Well, here, this is saying something. DJ and Goose, Chinners, the female representative on the leadership group, she's a Dragon supporter who now goes to Sharks games instead.
Yep.
I mean, if she wasn't brain damaged before, I mean, really, wow.
Apology next week, Chinners.
Roll the sack, open the sack, empty the sack. The boy is sad.
All right, Sid. The boy sack time. This is where we mail and feedback it from far and wide. And first of all, have we got any full credit to the boys this week?
We've had a couple.
Ooh.
Yep. This first one is from Corey Oates.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You know, I was just lucky enough to get the boy on the line. I think that first one. You just got to jump on and celebrate. And hope we got to stay in. But look, full credit to the boys. We didn't play that well tonight, and I think we all know that, but we just stuck in there. And
that's clear as day, that one. He's a fan of the show.
Who alerted us to that one?
Somebody emailed that to me.
Okay.
One of the creditors out there. Okay. And they also emailed me this one. "We've permeated many sports." Craig Lowndes threw out a full credit to the boys. Now, I don't know who he plays for. Or what position he plays, but Craig Lowndes had this to say.
Following Scotty McLaughlin for a lot of that first part of that race, our stops were good today. I've got to say the credit to the boys. We're very sharp compared to yesterday.
Well, there you have it. So the first one was sent to us by... Sorry, the second one was sent to us by at Gold Coast Typhoons. Who are they, Normie? Who's the Typhoons up there on the Gold Coast? You're a man of the world.
Yeah, local AFL team. Really good bunch of blokes.
Well, just, they play AFL. I thought that would be right against your tastes. No? Why are you making the wanker sign? And the first one was from at D-Train Gorry, who sent us the one from Corey Oates. Now,
thank you for that.
Thank you very much for that. Normie, yesterday... We, Sid and I, ducked out in the car on the M5, good 3 hours spent out there. Wasn't that good fun?
How good was it? That's another great day we've had out without you, Normie.
How many bungers does Sid put away in the car while it's all a G up.
I'm not sure if you listened earlier, but he couldn't find a lighter. So how many bungers did he have?
Zero.
15, he ate them.
It's a G up.
But, Normie, you haven't heard this yet. We're going to give you a preview of the interview that we conducted with, will we say who it is? No.
Oh, let's just tease.
Let's just see if the creditors can figure out who this story belongs to.
Well, I was going to tell you my joke when I first went to Sydney, when I used to ride the motorbikes. Remember there were no helmet laws?
Yes.
So anyway, I had the Viking helmet with the horns on it. So anyway, first day I'm at the El Rancho Hotel up at North Ryde. It's called the El Puncho in the old days. It was a real rough pub. So they've taken me there on a Saturday afternoon for a punt. There's been a big stink and glasses thrown and jaws getting smashed and all that sort of thing. And here I am, the big tough bikey with the Viking helmet on. So this old bloke kept checking me out. So after about half an hour, I walked over and I said, "Hey, what are you looking at, you old prick, you know, being a tough bikey bloke?" And he said, "Nothing, mate, nothing." And I said, "Fucking bullshit, you've been checking me out for 30 minutes. What are you looking at?" And he said, "Oh, all right then." He said, "20 years ago," he said, "I fucked a cow and I thought you might have been me boy." So I threw the helmet away. Another true story.
Full credit to the boys.
There you go, Normie. Any takers on who that might be?
I think I have a very, very, very close understanding of who that may be for me.
It was a good day, wasn't it?
It was a cracking day. All right, so that's a preview of a podcast in the coming week or two.
Yep.
It'll be a full interview. It goes for a fair while. It's a good yarn, and he's a good bloke, and we had a real good laugh all day. Other things, we'll just want to do a bit of housekeeping here. 5-star reviews. We had no 5-star reviews this week, Normie. Is there anything you want to say? Go to America for 3 weeks. Make them pay.
Yeah, that's probably fair enough. I think the podcast has slipped. I think it used to be a 5, and, you know, we're probably down around a 2.5 at the moment, so fair enough.
Anyone that's
We need a few more stories like, "We got me back, boy!" "Yeah, me boy!"
Anyone that still thinks we might be worth listening to, subscribe, please. Click on subscribe in iTunes.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. So subscribe. Helps us. Helps you. Yada, yada, yada.
Sponsor the show. Send me free stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's stuff on the horizon.
Yes.
A mate texted me yesterday and said, "Oi, Normie, text me the link to the podcast. My boss wants to listen." How do you get into a conversation? How would you recommend that to your boss? That's not a good thing to do. This is not boss material.
This will get you promoted.
Yeah. Looking for a reason to be sacked, I'd imagine. All right, we'll leave it there, boys. Have a good week. Normie, get your stuff ready for America and belt off. Sid.
Yeah, I'll just do what I do every week.
Yeah, we'll be flying solo once again. Another guest might have been lined up tonight.
Yeah, that's exciting.
In a week or two, very exciting. Until then, enjoy your footy. Go the Tigers, please. Sharks, they're downward spiral.
I reckon the Sharks are a dead set chance against the Knights. Don't write them off yet, Sharkies fans. Hey? Hey?
Hey?
See
you, boys.
You're playing games with my heart. I got a lot, but I ain't got all night. Let's get it started, it'll be alright. Am I gonna see some action, baby? Am I gonna see some action? Am I gonna see some action, baby?